Morning, gentlemen. We have several items of old business this morning. First item being change of zone number 1631. This is the application of Garrett W. Herring, trading as Herring Real Estate LLC, to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for land lying southeast of Route 24, 1,000 feet northeast of Love Creek, and to be located on 1 acre more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on December 13th of 2007. On that date, the commission did defer action. On January 10th of 2008, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1631 for Garrett W. Herring, trading as Herring Real Estate LLC, for a change of zone from AR1 to B1 based upon the record and for the following reasons. The location was previously approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council for a conditional use. That conditional use was limited to a chiropractic office only. The applicant no longer operates the chiropractic office at the site. B1 neighborhood business district zoning is appropriate for the site since it would be consistent with other uses on the south side of Route 24, including a B1 rezoning on the property immediately to the east of the site. The zoning would be consistent with the purposes of the B1 district, which are to provide retail shopping and personal services to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural low-density or medium-density residential neighborhoods. And lastly, the rezoning would not adversely affect neighboring properties or traffic in the area. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. Just for update on council, the council did hold a public hearing on this application on January 8th of 2008 and basically heard the same testimony. The neighborhood business property immediately adjacent was rezoned approximately a year ago, and it was for Mr. Gene Bookhammer. Right. It is immediately adjacent to the east.
And what is Mr. Bookhammer doing with his...
Presently, the Bookhammer property was sold. There was a sign on the property a few months ago for Bistro 24. That sign has since been removed. And there is some renovation to the improvements to the interior of the property. I haven't seen an application for anything to date.
Okay. Any questions, gentlemen?
Well, this is the one where he was a chiropractor and he was killed going down to Virginia.
Yeah, the two brothers, actor of the corporation.
Then
the one
chiropractor.
That ran his office passed away.
The one that ran the office did pass away. He was in an automobile accident.
Okay.
And the other brother, who is the applicant, came in and tried to run it up until 06. And the difficulty was he couldn't convey the property to another professional. We had several doctors apply unless they reapplied for a chiropractic. To get away from the chiropractic office, either for some other medical or professional.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Jim, you have the title?
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential to B-1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 1 acre more or less.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
We move to second that we approve CZ 1631. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes also with the recommendations of PZ.
The second item is conditional use number 1713, the application of Keith Smith to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for commercial storage buildings to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.2278 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 17, 200 feet west of Road 382, also referred to as Route 20, at Roxanna. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on December 13th of 2007. On that occasion, they did defer action for further consideration. On January 10th of 2008, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith, unrelated to the applicant, stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1713 for Keith Smith for commercial storage buildings based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site contains two pre-existing structures that have historically been used for commercial uses, including an antique store, upholstery shop, and blacksmith shop. Two, the proposed use with the limitations placed upon it will provide a location for service uses that will benefit and support the surrounding residents of the county. Three, the use with the limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or traffic in the area. And four, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, only the four existing steel buildings in addition to the pre-existing non-conforming structure shall be permitted. Two, only one business or tenant shall be permitted in each of the four steel buildings. Three, there shall be no retail sales permitted from the four steel buildings. Four, no outside storage shall be permitted, including marine or motor vehicles, trailers, or crates. Five, no manufacturing shall be permitted on site with the exception of the blacksmith shop. Six, there shall only be one centralized dumpster on site, which shall be shown on the final site plan and which shall be screened from view of neighboring and adjacent properties. Seven, hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Eight, a landscaping plan shall be submitted with the final site plan. The landscape plan shall include vegetated buffers along all adjacent properties, the buffer to be consistently maintained for maximum effect of both aesthetics and practical viability. Nine, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning the project. 10, outside lighting shall be screened with downward illumination to avoid shining onto neighboring properties. And 11, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. The county council held public hearing on this application on January 8th. Heard basic same testimony. It was pointed out in both public hearings that the applicant's intent was to take the four storage buildings, section them off to be divided into a maximum of 12 units. And that basically would be the only difference of comment.
Question, Jim? Jim, can you go ahead and read the title, please?
An ordinance to grant conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial storage buildings be located on certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.2278 acres, more or less.
Motion, John.
Make a motion to approve CU 1713 with 11 reasons and conditions.
Second, please.
Second.
Moved and second that we approve CU 1713 with 11 conditions as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, with 11 conditions.
My vote is yes also with the facts and the 11 conditions.
Gentlemen, the next item is conditional use 1714, the application of Bernard Dera to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure proposing four units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 32,653 square feet, more or less, lying west of Route 357, also known as Cedar Neck Road, and north of the Assawaman Canal. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on December 13th of 2007. whereby the commission deferred action for further consideration and left the record open for comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on the availability of sewer. On January 24th of 2008, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1714 for Bernard Dera for a multifamily dwelling structure based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property that is the subject of this application is not suitable for the type of multifamily development that has been proposed under the conditional use. It is a pre-existing single-family lot with an irregular shape located immediately adjacent to the Assawaman Canal. Two, the surrounding properties in the immediate vicinity of the project consist primarily of single-family homes or lots. The multifamily project that is proposed would not be in character with the neighboring and adjacent single-family properties. Three, the County Engineering Department has commented that the project is located in an area of residential single-family lots and that the proposed project exceeds system design assumptions for the area. According to the Engineering Department, the proposed project is a density of 5.33 units per acre, which exceeds a system design assumption of 1 EDU for the property. For this reason, the County Engineering Department has recommended against approving the project that exceeds the design assumptions and capacity allocations for the sewer system. County Engineering has stated that there is not sewer capacity for 4 units, and the applicant has not provided a firm confirmation that central water is available from the water utility for the property to justify the increased density in this zoning district. Excuse me. The applicant did not provide an environmental impact study report by a credentialed environmental assessment professional. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated.
Yep. 5 seconds.
At the council public hearing, which was held on January 8th, excuse me, the council heard similar testimony. The applicant, through his attorney, John Sergovic, did reference that they would reduce the size of the project from 4 units to 3. Since the council's typical process in recommending applications have been positive, had to prepare some proposed findings of fact.
Thanks, Lars.
And proposed conditions for you to consider.
Thanks.
Acting on this application. So what I've just passed out, excuse me, is possible findings of fact and conditions of approval for this application, conditional use 1714. In the form of findings, the proposed conditional use is appropriate because such residential development is appropriate in areas where central sewer and central water are available.
Lawrence, is there any reason why we can't just read these ourselves?
No, not
yeah,
to me.
I mean, there's a lot here.
We don't need to read them in the record.
We got a lot on the record. Yeah, this is part of the record. This is just something. Who asked for these to be?
Works for me.
Who asked for these to be prepared?
These are prepared by staff. The typical process is that the council wants to make a motion positive. In the form of a positive.
If somebody wants to, they can refer to those.
So we prepared an example of possible findings.
Okay.
Any questions, Mr. Lang?
No.
Jim, could you read, please?
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure. We're going to say 3 units.
What was presented to council was for 3.
Right.
Be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 32,653 square feet.
Motion, Jim.
I'll make a motion we adopt the ordinance, but shouldn't the motion be with what the application is actually requested? Not
it was advertised for 4.
Right. So I mean that's the way you make. Anyway, I'm just questioning if we should be introducing it as a 3 units when it was actually applied for as 4. But anyway, that's just a.
Well, it was introduced as 4.
4. Right. Right. That's what I'm afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
You make that motion, Drew.
I made that motion.
Second, right. Gentlemen.
Second.
To move to second that we approve conditional use 1714 as stated. Mr. Cole.
I'm going to support P&Z's recommendations and add to them. I just think that it's important to note that it is an older established area of single-family home type homes. There was only two laterals for sewer available there. And across the canal, actually, also is the town of Ocean View, which does not permit multifamily structures. So therefore, I concur with Planning and Zoning's assessment that it the character would be changed, and it would set a precedent for other older properties in that area to make a change. It would also be exceeding the capacity assumptions made by the sewer department. So I'll vote no.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote no.
Mr. Dukes.
Based on the commission's recommendation of denial, I vote no.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on the commission's record, I vote no.
My vote is no also with the P&Z commission. Motion denied.
The next item is conditional use number 1715, the application of Good Earth Market, LLC, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office, professional space, cafe, restaurant, and meeting space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9 1/4 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 26, approximately 1,500 feet west of Route 18. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on January 24th of 2008. Commission deferred action for further consideration and for the staff to provide Mr. Robertson with a copy of the ordinance that approved the original conditional use on this parcel. There was a motion carried 4-0. Mr. Burton was absent during the vote. On February 14th of 2008, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1715 for Good Earth Market, LLC, based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is similar to other uses in the vicinity of the property, and it isn't the expansion of an existing conditional use on this property. Use of the professional space, cafe, and meeting space promotes local employment, will complement existing and proposed adjacent uses, and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, there shall be one lighted sign on the project. The sign is not to exceed 32 square feet on each side. Two, the hours of operation for the site shall be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on November 1 through April 30 and 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. May 1st through October 31st. The days of operation for the site shall be 7 days per week. Three, there shall be no outside storage on the premise, except a trash dumpster screened from view from neighboring properties and inside a fenced-in area may be allowed. Four, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be directed downward and away from impacting neighboring properties. Five, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrance permits. Six, all business-related vehicle storage and delivery of received goods will be directed toward the rear of the building site at all times of the day. Seven, the site will establish and maintain a highway corridor compatible vegetated buffer along Route 26. The vegetative buffer will use the right plant for the right place guidelines of the State of Delaware Forestry Department, and this shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall be no parking in the front setback. Any stormwater management pond shall be located away from the front setback in Route 26, and final site plan and landscaping plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. For the motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. The council held public hearing on February 12th of 2008 and basically heard the same testimony. There was referenced and support from the BB Medical Center proposed on the adjacent property. And that's all I have, John, unless you have questions.
Any questions? Okay. Jim, would you like to read it, please?
Yes.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office, professional space, cafe, restaurant, and meeting space to be located on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 9.2509 acres, more or less.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved to second.
With the conditions.
Thank you. It's been moved to second that we approves conditional use 1715 with the 10 conditions. Mr. Cole.
Yes, it's an area of mixed uses, and the project will also use an existing entrance, so it will have minimal impact.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes, with the conditions.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on the P&Z record and 10 conditions, I vote yes.
My vote is yes also with the 10 conditions and facts. Thank you, Lawrence.
I'm not done yet.
Yep. I know you're not, but thank you for the first part.